triads and business development. Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, is one of the emerging experts on personal networking in the internet age. The company allows users to request to join someone's personal network of contacts and thus gain access to their tribe. The system always asks permission of a connector before getting two people in touch. Like most people at work changing the world, Hoffman connects his role in this new age to his values. He told us, "I am interested in what happens when you use the internet as a force for massive change, creating viable economic benefits and improving people's lives." Hoffman bases LinkedIn on the belief that lifetime employment is going the way of the dodo, and that in the new economy, in his words, every professional in the world will have an electronic shingle that will be on the net. He adds, from a business perspective, 80 to 90% of the reason that a person would spend time with other people is based on referrals. He imagined a system that would allow a user to request an introduction to another user, a mini form of the triad. We learned this lesson the hard way. In setting up interviews for this book, Hoffman was on our short list. We emailed, faxed, and called the LinkedIn PR office. A member of Hoffman's team saw our note and emailed me, suggesting that a good way to connect the founder might be through the system he founded. Duh. I logged on to LinkedIn, requested a connection to Reid Hoffman, and learned he was one person away, through my best friend in high school. I requested that he introduce us, essentially building a triad, and 2 weeks later we were talking. In his introduction, my friend referred to shared values, as well as to personal accomplishments and what each would gain from the meeting. Hoffman told us, "What most people don't understand is that if you manage your career, what you are doing is actually managing a set of relationships. People need an infrastructure for that within their heads." He argued that the mental model of business card networking isn't good enough for the new economy. He proposed, "What happens is that educational institutions have a serious break with the reality of modern careers. The means about how to progress to a modern career is lacking. Things to do around building and managing and maintaining your career are simply not taught the right way anywhere." From our experience, he's right. A major part of business school career management is industry nights, in which industry leaders, mostly alumni from the school, come and talk about what they do and then network with MBA students. Most job seekers consider a great industry night one from which they walk away having made a good impression on people and getting a stack of business cards. They then email the industry leaders, often saying, "It was great meeting you. I would love to help your company. Can we continue talking?" An industry leader is deluged with such correspondence, and even the best intended of them ends up not responding to many notes, which frustrates the students. It's a classic stage 3 model to get jobs. As Hoffman notes, dyads are ineffective in job hunting. We would add that two-person relationships are also incapable of running an organization, building new business, or achieving great results. Hoffman continued, "The way business schools teach career management has to change. It lacks the context for success. In fact, when tribal leaders discuss triading in business schools, they get looks of shock. 'Why hasn't anyone taught this before?' many students ask. The triad is one of those ideas that is obvious when you see it, but until you do, it's invisible." All Darla Longo has to do is introduce a new person into her community, such as introducing a prospective client to another broker within her company, and the group will describe the benefits of working with her. At stage 4, the tribe closes new business or gets jobs for people. In describing this facet of triads to MBA students, someone will often say, "That sounds like network marketing," or "Isn't that how Amway works?" People usually laugh. Actually, it's exactly how multi-level marketing organizations work, and growing religions and expanding businesses and booming law practices and populist political campaigns. It's why so many people saw the Blair Witch Project and how successful business schools expand their applicant pool. Dylan Stafford, the director of admissions for the fully employed MBA programs at UCLA, turns information sessions into triading events in which prospective candidates meet current students and successful alumni. Stafford does what tribal leaders do, sets the tone, trains the volunteers, leads the people doing the work, and then lets the tribe grow on its own. His applicant pool is expanding geometrically, as is the enthusiasm of prospects for a UCLA MBA.